This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Queen Elizabeth is scheduled to arrive in Washington tonight as she continues her visit to the United States. Among the events planned for the British monarch this week are a welcome ceremony and state dinner at the White House and a visit to a NASA facility in Maryland. Yesterday, the Queen and her husband, Prince Philip, were at Churchill Downs, where she saw a colt named Street Sense win the Kentucky Derby. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Louisville.
Queen Elizabeth's day at the Derby was what the British Embassy called a private weekend. Though it came in the middle of an official state visit, the Queen and Prince Philip looked at it as something of a day off, when they did little but watch the race, attend some private receptions, and absorb the gazes of fans in the grandstand.
I can't really see it. There's just a lot of people standing around. Somebody thought maybe she might be up there in that top suite, I guess.
Donna Kress of Louisville stood on the grandstand bleachers with her binoculars aimed not at the horses on the track, but at the luxury suites overhead. Though Kress never caught a glimpse of the royal couple, she said she still felt honored to be in their presence.
I always watch all the programs when it has Prince Charles and what's going on with the family, when Princess Di, you know, what happened to her. Anytime there's news about that, I always follow them.
Did you ever think you'd see her here in Louisville?
No. Hopefully she'll come back again.
Though few fans caught a glimpse of the Queen, she did appear briefly in front of photographers. Before she was escorted to her balcony seat in an exclusive part of Churchill Downs, she stopped to admire the Kentucky Derby trophy and greeted a handful of local dignitaries, including Kentucky Governor Ernie Fletcher.
She came in and was very kind, very gracious. She looked marvelous, smiling, happy, and seemed to be very glad to be there. And she was so well received. So we were very honored.
Yesterday marked the first time the Queen's attended the Kentucky Derby, but she's not a stranger to Kentucky. As an avid horse fancier, she's visited some of the area's farms in the past. For a time, she stabled some of her own horses in the state. Dickie Arbiter, a former Buckingham Palace press aide, says the Queen has been to most of the major races in Europe and was eager to see the Derby in person.
Well, the Queen has been interested in horses ever since she got a pony when she was in her very formative years. And the interest has carried her right through life. She rides even today at the age of 81. She still refuses to wear a hard hat, puts a scarf over her head, and off she goes.
Along with 154,000 other fans at Churchill Downs yesterday, the Queen saw a memorable race and an exciting come-from-behind victory. The number 7 horse, Street Sense, was favored going into the Derby, but started off slowly, at one early point running 19th in the 20-horse field. But as jockey Calvin Burrell rode him along the rail, Street Sense eventually moved to the front, overtaking second-place finisher Hard Spun and winning by 2.25 lengths.
7-1, I think! I am 8, not 7!
Burrell, who had already ridden Street Sense to a Breeders' Cup Juvenile Championship last year, said yesterday's victory was the highlight of his 25-year career as a jockey.
I always dreamed about winning this race, you know. Winning this race and winning the Breeders' Cup was always a jockey's dream. It's the greatest moment of your life, you know, to pass under the wire in a Kentucky Derby in front.
Burrell, a 40-year-old Cajun from Louisiana, seemed unaware of the presence of royalty at Churchill Downs yesterday. When reporters asked him how it felt to win a race in front of Queen Elizabeth, his fiancée had to explain to him who they were talking about. Burrell seemed more gratified that his old friends from the Louisiana bush tracks were there to watch him capture racing's most prestigious trophy. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Louisville, Kentucky.